So this, Thetan must have postulated that he was something, that he's being something, before he can be the effective force. You follow that now? Overt motivator phenomena, all these other things, can only take place if the individual has postulated that he is something that can be the effective force. And so, one of the best ways I know of, if somebody has a very poor perception, one of the most effective things that you can do with him to improve his perception is just asking, now, look around you and find something that is safe for you to look at. Well, what is there in this room that's safe for you to look at? Yourself? Oh, and some of these Satan, they'll look, and they'll finally opine that there probably is a dust particle under the couch that it would be really safe for them to look at. Ah, but that's an improvement. Find something else that it would be safe for you to look at. Something else would be safe for you to look at, and get an answer each time from him. Something else would be safe for you to look at. Something else would be safe for you to look at, and do you know the environment becomes plainer and plainer. And now you could go out the same line and you could say, give me something now, which would be safe for you to hear. And he'll get a condition or a concept at first. Well, somebody could say hello to me, you know, or good day, or how are you? That would be safe to hear. He means the idea would be safe to pay some attention to. You want a beam of energy or something that would be really safe to hear. But you just ask him this and he'll improve his consideration. The simple auditing command is, give me something which would be safe for you to listen to. That's why he's exteriorized, you see. Now, you can run this process interiorized, too, you see. But it really is a Route 1 process, an exteriorized process. Give me something that is safe for you to look at. Now, there's straight wire questions which are used on an interiorized basis. What wouldn't you mind looking at? You see, that's the same sort of thing. What wouldn't you mind listening to? What would listen to you? What wouldn't you mind looking at you? Something on this order will produce a considerable change on somebody, whether he's inside or outside. But the basic question of R1-8 is, now you tell him, now look around. Now what is it safe for you to look at in the environment, your surroundings here? And just get them the name, item after item after item after item. Now what is it safe for you to listen to? And if you want to go the rest of the way on perception, what would it be safe for you to smell? What would it be safe for you to taste? You see? And he gradually has to improve his consideration, and he realizes that he can experience force, that there aren't forces immediately surrounding him here which are going to murder him, mow him down, blow him out. A lot of people, the first moment they exteriorize, will hear the auditor's voice while exteriorizing. It will scare them half out of their wits. They will go back inside, boom, you see, and then you have to dig them out again. That hearing something outside is very startling to them. That's because you're asking them to take on more than they can. You've got to let a Thetan learn that he can safely experience any force phenomena in this universe before he will cease to be trapped in the universe. As long as he is going to be afraid of force phenomena in this universe, he is going to be trapped in this universe. Do you follow me? The only way you make him trapped in anything is getting to be afraid of the force phenomena. The greatest thing a Thetan is afraid of course, is unknowns. But that's also taken up in Route 2. He's afraid of not knowing. But then afraid of not knowing is the consideration back of the consideration of force. Okay, now do you understand this Route 1, Part 8? Good.